A 100-year-old woman jumps from a plane at 30,000 feet. She earned her mathematics degree at 83, completed her master's at 89, and now she's free-falling through clouds. What drove her to such audacity? Perhaps she understood something most leaders miss. The greatest risk isn't taking the leap, it's staying grounded in outdated certainties. In boardrooms worldwide, executives face their own version of this jump. The statistics are sobering. 93% of leaders anticipate AI disruption, yet only 27% possess the capabilities to respond. Meanwhile, 81% feel overwhelmed by business disruption, and 6 in 10 employees worldwide have mentally checked out. We're witnessing a leadership crisis where traditional approaches crumble against forces reshaping everything we thought we knew about competition, work, and success itself. Einstein warned, "You can't use an old map to explore a new world." Yet organizations cling to outdated strategies as blockchain, AI, robotics, and DNA sequencing converge into unprecedented paradigm shifts. AI will automate 30% of work activities by 2030 while creating millions of non-existent roles. Industry boundaries dissolve. Your next competitor may emerge from an unmonitored sector. The Mon-Mod giants, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Nvidia, Meta, Alphabet, command $8 trillion in market value. Meanwhile, 90% of workers need reskilling by 2030 to prevent $15 trillion in lost GDP. Google and Amazon pour billions into internal upskilling, treating talent development as survival strategy. Disruption births opportunity. Square, Airbnb, and Uber launched during the 2008 crisis. UPS, Volvo, and HP emerged from the Great Depression. Zoom exploded during COVID-19. Those who harness chaos redefine industries. Future readiness demands questioning billion-dollar beliefs and developing collective unlearning strategies. Microsoft pivoted from traditional software to cloud dominance. Netflix transformed from DVD by mail to streaming giant. These organizations continuously reinvent themselves while preserving core purpose, a delicate balance requiring both courage and clarity. Software is eating the world, but AI is going to eat software, declares NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang. We've entered an age of wonder, where AI doesn't just assist, it creates, decides, and fundamentally reshapes leadership. Bill Gates ranks AI alongside mobile phones and the internet in revolutionary impact. In silico medicine, slashes drug discovery costs by 25-50% while compressing timelines from decades to years. Text-to-video generators like OpenAI's Sora threaten Hollywood. Yet here's the paradox. At jumbo supermarkets, chat checkouts with human cashiers became the most profitable lanes despite automation trends. Why? Because 300 million people worldwide report having no friends. This reveals the crucial distinction between warm tech, humanity-first, trust-building, and cold tech, machine-first, trust-eroding. The Amazonification reshapes business fundamentals. Economies of scale become economies of learning. Supply chains evolve into AI-driven supply brains. Vertical hierarchies shift to horizontal trust. The greatest threat isn't AI itself, but what Peter Drucker called acting with yesterday's logic. In this AI-driven world, attention becomes our scarcest resource. Reclaiming it requires focusing on velocity, fighting complexity with simplicity, and fortifying triple attention: inner reflection, human connection, and trend awareness. Alvin Toffler predicted that 21st century illiteracy wouldn't mean inability to read, but inability to learn, unlearn, and relearn. Neuroplasticity research confirms our brains constantly forge new connections while discarding others. Effective leadership must mirror this biological wisdom. The half-life of everything accelerates relentlessly. Skills last 5 years, technical skills just 2.5, competitive advantage less than 18 months, medical knowledge doubles every 24 months. Yet, despite agility ranking as a top strategic priority, only 18% of organizations describe themselves as genuinely agile. Sarah Blakely of Spanx shares how her father reframed failure at the dinner table as not trying rather than not achieving. This transforms failure from career-ending catastrophe to essential prerequisite for success. When scientists observed graphite flakes on sticky tape during a Friday night experiment, their apparent failure became graphene, revolutionizing material science. The acronym FAIL becomes From Action, I Learn, a mindset shift with profound implications for innovation. The greatest organizational risk isn't technological disruption, it's the lack of courage to evolve. Research shows courageous leaders in fast-moving organizations achieve 2.4 times higher operational resilience, 2.2 times higher growth, and 3.7 times higher innovation compared to cautious peers. Microsoft exemplifies this transformation, evolving from AI laggard to leader with revenue per employee 1.8 times that of Salesforce. John Deere evolved from its 1837 steel plow origins to a $100-plus billion agriculture technology leader, moving boldly into autonomous tractors and carbon capture technology. Patagonia exemplifies willful contrarianism. Founder Yvon Chouinard made Earth the company's only shareholder by transferring ownership to trusts that channel profits to environmental causes, leadership aligned with values beyond quarterly earnings. Clayton Christensen kept a sign on his office door, "Anomalies Welcome," an invitation to embrace weak signals that reveal future possibilities. The most courageous leadership action? Acknowledging vulnerability and being brave enough to know you don't know everything. Trust is leadership's foundation, yet we face a global crisis. Businesses score below 60% on trust, while media is actively distrusted. The numbers are stark. 73% of employees fear AI will take their jobs within 5 years. 54% say trust isn't a living value in their organizations. Only 36% trust leadership to do the right thing, and 28% would trust a stranger more than their boss. High trust reduces cost and time while increasing speed and innovation. When people feel trusted, they take smart risks and contribute their best ideas. Trust serves four crucial functions: clarifier, cutting through misalignment; simplifier, reducing complexity; energizer, combating meta-anxiety affecting two-thirds of employees; and enabler of strategic focus. CVS exemplified this by foregoing $2 billion in tobacco sales to align with its health mission, strengthening stakeholder trust. The payoff is substantial. The Economist found firms involved in major scandals were worth 30% less. When leaders activate a trust mindset, employees become 3 times more likely to see resilience as organizational strength. Organizations harnessing trust are 2.1 times more likely to outperform peers and 5.6 times more likely to be innovative. Waiting for certainty is the riskiest strategy. End-of-life regrets center on inaction, with lack of boldness among leaders' top regrets. The rubber band effect, where leaders get inspired, then snap back to old ways, kills more potential than any external disruption. Behavioral scientist Rory Southern observed that the next revolution is not technological, it's psychological. Overthinking creates risk aversion and bottlenecks. Yet 66% of employees consider their organizations conformist, while companies like Nike thrive through bold moves. The DARE framework provides your path forward. Data means harnessing AI as co-pilot, not autopilot. Agility requires unlearning outdated approaches. Risk demands courage amid uncertainty. Evolution builds trust through transparent communication. The disruption you face isn't happening to you, it's happening for you. Your industry's boundaries are dissolving, your competitive advantages eroding. These aren't threats, they're invitations to become the leader this moment demands. The upside of disruption belongs to those bold enough to leap with conviction that standing still is the only guaranteed failure. Your future isn't written in algorithms. It's written in the courage you summon today to question everything, trust deeply, and act decisively.